Okay, so today is Chof Dalid Elul, the yard site of the very holy tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim Zechus Yogin Aleinu. He's more alive now than he probably ever was. Think about it, how far his reach, his impact, it's not to be believed how influential the Chofetz Chaim is on every aspect of our life. From halacha, I mean, we live now in the Mishneh Berurah generation, it's called. Everything is Mishneh Berurah. The way the Aleph Beis is written in the Sefer Torah, it's all based upon what the Chofetz Chaim wrote, Mishnah Sefer. He revolutionized everything, and especially so the Koyach HaDibur, an appreciation of the Koyach HaDibur. So I want to take note that it's not a coincidence that his yard site is on the 24th day of El. Today, you should know, is probably the most precious day in the year. Why would I say such a thing like that? When was the world created? Not today, tomorrow. Okay, we have a tradition that the year the world was created is not like El was Choser. It was a 29-day month. Okay, today El is always Mole.
No.
So it's 29? It's always 29? Always say 29? Okay, I made a mistake then. Fine, okay. No, but the Rosh Chodesh doesn't matter. Hey, whatever it is. The Rosh Chodesh of Elul is different. Tishrei is different. Whatever it is. The world, Elul today, this. When was man created? Man, Adam, HaRishon, was created on Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei is the man's creation is the sixth day of creation. That means before man was created, there were 5 days that this world existed. And if man was created on the first day of Tishrei, that means the world was created on the 25th, not the 24th, the 25th day of Elul. So there's a 25th. On the day of the 25th day of Elul, Hashem said, Vayomer Elokim Yihyeh. Okay? The second day. Hashem was Mavdil bein Arbein Mayim Hashem bein Mayim Hashem Vitachas Rukia bein Mayim Hashem Yal Rukia. Okay, we go on. So day 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Right.
5 days of Elul takes us now. The next day is day 6. Day 6 is Aleph Tishrei. So that means, what is today? Today is Erev Brias HaOlam. This Erev Shabbos, this Erev Yom Tov, Erev Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. But today is off the charts. Today is Erev Brias HaOlam. Now to appreciate this, let's take a look at Shalosh Seudos. Everyone ever go to Shalosh Seudos? It's the holiest time of the week. Why is the third meal on Shabbos the holiest time of the week? Rava de Rava, the will of will. Well, why? So you'll tell him because the end of the week is Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos. And Shabbos also, there's a procession. Ato Kidashto Yismach Moshe, and then Ato Echad Veshimch Echad. As we come to the end of Shabbos, we reach the climax. The week we go closer and closer to Kedusha Shabbos. We count every day, Hayoyim Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Finally, we come to Shabbos Kodesh, and in Shabbos Kodesh itself, we go up Madregos. We start with Kabbalah Shabbos, and as the Shabbos goes further and further and further, we come, the Spitz is the end of Shabbos. It's a very holy moment of Shalosh Seudos, the third meal right before Shabbos ends. And that is absolutely emes lamitai. But there's something else about the time of Shabbos towards the end of Shabbos. And that is as follows. If Hashem decided to create the world on Sunday, right, every week we also go through the Bria, we also go through Ma'aseh Bereishis every single week. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Hashem didn't just create the world out of nowhere. Hashem had to make a decision, a plan. You know what? I have a great idea. Let's make a world. Let's create this universe. When did Hashem come up with the idea, the thought, the desire to create the world. Erev Yom Rishon. If the Bria began, Vayomer Lekim Yihi Or, and that took place on day one, so when did Hashem have a desire to create the world? Hashem, the day one began Mitzvah Shabbos. Even though you'll say this Or, whatever that means, that's a different issue. How could it be dark and Vayomer Lekim Yihi Or? Let's put that aside for now. That's a side question. But the Bria began the very, very first moment, Motzoi Shabbos. Hashem didn't just create the world. Hashem had a plan to create the world. When did Hashem formulate the plan and have a desire that it should be? During Shalosh Sudas. At the time of Shalosh Sudas, when you're eating the herring and the leftovers from whatever you're eating over there, the sponge cake from the Kiddush this morning, and whatever, and the gefilte fish, this is the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide, you know what? Let's make the world. Now, if that is true, we go through that cycle on a much smaller scale every single week, Sunday through Shabbos, and we come to Shabbos, not only is it the climax of the Kedusha, but it's also the moment of the desire to create the world. How much more so is that true today? Tonight is Briyas HaOlam. Tonight is Chof Hei, the 25th day of. Tonight is the moment when Hashem said, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or. That means today, in the late afternoon, or maybe the whole day, whatever, we don't know what this means, is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's before the Briyah. It's before the creation. And before creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. He has a desire to create the world. That plan is sacred. That machshava, we all know that in life, when we have plans, the plans are pure as can be. Things after we begin to implement the plans, unfortunately, it turns sour, right? Okay, person, every you start out, oh, this job, it's going to be unbelievable. And then you're excited, you get the job, and then, you know, you chill out. Marriage, you imagine what's going to be. You know, all plans, should have said that, right? All plans in life, when you have the plan by nature is pure, pristine. The desire is special. That's today. Today is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceived of the idea to be native, to do chesed to this world, hoping and yearning that men would reciprocate and be mekabel Hashem's chesed and give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Today is like, the whole day today is like the same Kedusha on a much larger scale, like Shalosh, the time of Shalosh Seudos, the Zman of Rava Derava, a special love. And also, you have to appreciate, we say in the Pasuk in Parashas Ekev, Einei Hashem Eloikecha Ba, Mereishis Hashana, Ad Achris Hashana. When is Shana the year? Now, they're really first the calendar year. The calendar year, okay, that's correct. But you have to also appreciate is that since the cycle of time in one respect doesn't just begin with Aleph Tishrei, there's an element of time that begins with Briyas HaOlam, and that cycle continues on Chof Hei Elul. Today is the Achris. It's the goal, the purpose of creation. Today, we achieve the purpose of creation. Let me just illustrate this a little bit better. Go to a wedding today, under the chuppah they announce that one day the date. Today is Chof Dalid Elul, Chamesha Salafim, Ushva Meos, Ushmoinim
Shivim
Ushmoinim Libriyas HaOlam Leminyan Sha'anu Moinen Khan, Brooklyn, New York. Or wherever you are, right? Now, what does that mean exactly? The Brias Olam. Now, by the way, we count Tav Shin Ayin Ches. There are other countings who count Tav Shin Ayin Tes. Ayin Tes. Okay, but us, we count Tav Shin Ayin. Why do we count Ayin? Why do other people count Tav Shin Ayin Tes and we count Tav Shin Ayin Ches? When there are other minhagim, no one does it anymore. But it used to be minhagim that would count one number more. Why? When is the beginning? When are you counting from? Really, what we do is not accurate. It's not accurate. We are counting Lebrias Olam. What Olam? Lebrias Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam was created on Aleph Tishrei. Yet, we don't count. We count Brias, but we say Brias Olam. If you really were accurate, Brias Olam is another year. You got to go back 5 days. You're going back 5 days, you're going back into the previous year. So it's not now Tav Shin Ayin Ches, it's Tav Shin Ayin Tes, because the world began the year before. If you count from Adam HaRishon, that's the Zman when Zman starts, then you're getting Aleph Tishrei. But if you count from the Brias Olam, that's from Chof Aleph Elul. Chof Aleph Elul is before Tishrei, so you have to go back to the previous year. So then you'll be adding another year. So you even see, even when the L'Anu Moinin Khan, really the way we say it is inaccurate, it's not in the Brias Olam. We loosely translate it, Adam is the Olam. Man is the world. That's the significant part of creation, so we count from his creation, we don't count from the Hashem actually created the world. But there are those that do count from the world was created. It goes to show that there's something very special about the Bria of the Olam. And the Bria of Hashem's world has a purpose. And when you come to a new cycle, that means the last day is when you have achieved the purpose of creation. Hashem made this world for a reason. And when you get to the end of the cycle, that means the purpose has been achieved. Success. And now we're going to go through another cycle. We're going to reenact. We're going to again reenact creation with the aspiration to achieve the purpose, and then go through the cycle and achieve the goal on the last day before creation restarts itself. So there are two very fast, just like on Shabbos, at Shalosh Seudos, at that time of the day, it's very, very holy, because it's the end of the end. Shabbos is the Gemar of the Bria, and Shalosh Seudos is the end of the end. That's one element of Chavivus of Shabbos. And the other element of Chavivus of Shabbos, of Shalosh Seudos, is this is the moment before the beginning. The moment before the beginning is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a machshava, yes, I want to create the world. And when a person has plans to accomplish, the plans are pure, pristine, with the greatest aspiration that everything should go according to plan. Today is that day on steroids. Because today is the last day before the beginning of the new world. So mitzad echad, it's the tachlis. Hashem created a world on Chof Hey Elul for a purpose. Today is the last day of that cycle. The world today is achieving a degree of its purpose. Mitzad sheni, today is the day before creation. There's a chavivos in when you start out fresh and you draft the plans of what you want to accomplish, your aspirations, your she'ifos, your desire that you should achieve and succeed, and everything should go according to plan. Today is an unbelievable day. It's a very great ace rotzon. It's kedai today to say some tehillim by mincha, to daven a better mincha, because the ace rotzon today is really one of a kind. And it's not a coincidence that today is the day of the Petira of Tzadik, the Gadol Hadar, the Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Zechus Yogin Aleinu, because the Chofetz Chaim, to a very large degree, achieved Tachlis. He achieved Tachlis, he achieved purpose. He brought an awareness in this world of the Koyach, of what this world is all about, Halacha, an awareness of the Koyach HaDibur, an awareness of what it means to be a tzaddik, hatznei alechas, one of the most beautiful things I ever heard about the Chofetz Chaim, which I always think about. It made a roshim on me, which is a marshal for everything in life. Something so simple, it's like so simplistic, but yet it's so profound, is there was a fellow, probably, he could be still alive, I don't know, I read about this somewhere in a book, somewhere, I have no doubt it's true. He knew the Chofetz Chaim. He knew the Chofetz Chaim, he learned in Radin, he was there, he saw the Chofetz Chaim every single day. And his grandchildren were like, wow, you, Zaidi, saw the Chofetz Chaim. Some American kids, you know, like grew up in America over here and all the ghosts, all the baseball games and plays, all the toys. You saw the Chofetz Chaim. Malach Elokim, tell us, what was it like? Could it be that you didn't get burnt going in this Dalet Amos? What was it like, the Chofetz Chaim? So he said to his grandchildren, if you did not know he was the Chofetz Chaim, you would just think he's just your average old man. You go walk the streets, there are a lot of zakenim, old people walking around. They have wheelchairs, some of them have walkers, some of them have canes. Sitting on a bench, you go to shul early, there's a guy sitting there on the chair. You would never know. You would think he's just your ordinary zaken. But if you knew who he was, and you would observe him, you would notice everything that he did was calculated, was eske cheshbon, was with yirah shamayim, and was fully to be mekayim Hashem's will. That was the galus of the Chofetz Chaim. If you didn't know who he was, you would never know. And if you knew who he was, wow. Every dot, every tenua was mole ruach Elokim. That's the mussar of life. You go to Eretz Yisrael, what do you see in Eretz Yisrael? It's like Los Angeles. It's nice weather, tourist attractions, this, that, da, da, da. If you don't appreciate the Kedusha, you would never know. If you know what Eretz Yisrael is, whoo, every little thing makes a difference. It's not just Eretz Yisrael, it's the whole life is like that. You walk in the street, it's the same thing. You walk in the street, Avenue N, Ocean Avenue, no big deal, just like it. If you know what the Ribbono Shel Olam is all about, it's a different world. It's a different world, you see things very differently. This was the koyach of the Chofetz Chaim. He died on the day that represents hashlama, shlemus, achievement of tachlis, the last day before the bria, before the cycle continues. Mitzat sheni, he died on the moment of the most intense love. Hashem created a world to be mativ, to do chesed. Ramchal says, this is the Ikur Yisoid of Yadus. And with Munas Chachonim, Hashem created a world in order to do chesed. And Hashem did chesed. Could you imagine the rotzon, the desire to do chesed? Your desire is always greater than what you will accomplish. Ein Adam, person does not accomplish, you have rights, you have money, you are Mosayim. A person never accomplishes even a fraction of what he wants to accomplish. The rotzon is always that much greater. Today is the day of Hashem's rotzon to do chesed. It's a time of love. And in this moment of love is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took back the neshama of the Chofetz Chaim. And this, it's a statement. It's a moment of love to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves tzaddikim. He gave us a gift of the Chofetz Chaim who revolutionized the world, who changed us. And there's so much more to learn from in his life and his ways. Halavai zuchuso yogein aleinu, we should be turning to a new world tomorrow. A world of Mashiach, a world of bracha, a world of good health, a world of hatzlacha, a world of nahira ma'alya, and all of our inyanim. Amen.
The rabbi tells them to say mochalti. To say mochalti. I know it's something I ask him to ask him to say mochalti.
Don't worry about it.